Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm a curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. I'm delighted that you can join us for the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The summary of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, followed by the readings, and after that we will have the creed. A collect for Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The first reading is from Psalm 118, beginning at the 19th verse. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvellous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Gospel reading is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Say, The Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the house, the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Father God, I pray in your name, Jesus, that the words I speak this morning are the ones that you would have me say. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning. My name is Libby and I am the music worship leader at St. Margaret's. And I am talking to you this morning about the gospel reading of Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey. We learnt from this morning's reading that Jesus told his disciples to get the colt. He told them what to say should anyone ask them what they were doing. He said, "Say the Lord needs it." When the two disciples got to the place where the colt was tied up, they started to untie it. And indeed, someone asked them, "What are you doing?" And they do what they'd been told by Jesus to do. And they reply, "The Lord needs it." There can't have been any more objection, or if there was, it was clearly resolved, as the next thing we read is that the disciples are throwing their coats on the colt's back and Jesus sits on the coats and the colt to make his entry into Jerusalem. This is the third time in my life that I have spoken on this passage on a Palm Sunday. I was almost tempted to pull out my other talks on this scripture and just do one of them again. But as I had that thought, another thought came into my head, so I've gone with this new thought. The thought that entered my head was, the disciples heard Jesus' instructions, the disciples listened to Jesus' instructions, the disciples obeyed Jesus' instructions.
In that moment when Jesus was telling the disciples what to do about the colt, it struck me that the disciples were receiving a prophetic word from the living word. Jesus knew what he needed, a brand new colt, never ridden. Jesus knew the exact location of the brand new colt. Jesus knew that at the point the disciples turned up to collect the colt, it would be tied up. Jesus knew what the disciples needed to say when they were challenged by the owner. He says, "If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" In other translations, it says, "The Master needs it." Jesus knew all this. I know he hadn't phoned ahead. I know he hadn't emailed ahead. I know for a fact he'd not texted, WhatsApped or tweeted ahead. And if he had sent a word of mouth message ahead or even a written note, why didn't he tell his disciples he'd done so? No, this was a prophetic word from the living word. We sing a song that has the lyrics, "Everlasting God, the years go by, but you're unchanging. In this fragile world, you are the only firm foundation. Always loving, always true, always merciful and good. So good. Yesterday, today, and forever, you are the same. You never change. Yesterday, today, and forever, you are faithful, and we will trust in you." The inspiration for these lyrics comes from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, where it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." So it got me to thinking, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever, doesn't that mean that if he spoke to his disciples back then in such a prophetic way, surely he would do the same today to us, for us? On Palm Sunday, the crowds misunderstood whose arrival they were celebrating, just as the Jewish leaders and the Roman occupiers did. It was not an earthly secular king that had arrived to dispose the Romans and restore Israel's political independence. It was God, and his mind was on far greater things. Far, far, far greater things. The restoration of man to God. The intimate relationship between God and man, the very thing God had created us for, was going to be restored. And how was he going to do this? Yes, die for us. The whole cult thing has fascinated me for a long time. Why did he need a cult? Why did he need that cult? Why did he need a cult that no one had ever ridden? Why couldn't he get the cult himself? We learn from scripture in Genesis chapter 49, verse 10 to 11, we learn this: "The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he to whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nations shall be his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes." Jacob, who is saying these words, points to a time of great abundance in the future of Judah's people. The king mentioned in verse 10, who will come from the tribe of Judah, is very likely a reference to the eternal king, the Messiah himself. Jacob's mention of Judah's descendants riding a donkey fits Zechariah's prophecy that the king of Zion will come. "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion, shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." This scripture is found in the book of Zechariah 9:9. two prophecies about this cult and Jesus found way back in the book of Genesis and in the book of Zechariah. God was telling Jacob and Zechariah what was going to happen. How many other scriptures in the Old Testament are filled with the different people speaking prophetically about the coming of Christ, his death and resurrection? I don't know the answer to this question, but here are just a few. Isaiah 11, verse 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5. Psalm 22, verse 16. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 34, verse 20. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. And the last one, about Jesus ascending into heaven, Psalm 16, verse 9 to 11. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. You. What's the point of me bringing all these scriptures to our attention? Well, I'm thinking God likes prophecy. I've said the word prophecy quite a few times this morning. This is what it means, according to the Cambridge English Dictionary. A statement that says what is going to happen in the future, especially one that is based on what you believe about a particular matter rather than existing facts. The whole point of Jesus coming to this earth and dying and rising to new life was so that we could be restored back to God, so that we could resume an intimate relationship with him, so that the curtain in the temple could be torn in two, and no matter our failings, we could dwell so close in and to the Holy of Holies. Most of us have had, or still have, people we are deeply connected to, in love with, have great respect for. It's these people we will tell our deepest thoughts to, our hopes and dreams, our plans. Our love for these people is imperfect. That's not a judgment, just an honest fact, and maybe a talk for another day. But God's love for us is not imperfect. It's pure and holy and all-knowing. God knows what we need, when, how, where, how much, what for. He sees the whole tapestry, if you like, before it's even been woven, and he knows what threads we need to weave it. I wonder if when the disciples were given the instructions about the cult collection, they questioned Jesus. I think I might have done. Why? You can't ride on an untrained animal, can you? Aren't you too heavy for a colt? Should we get a saddle for it? I wonder how many times the Saviour of the world speaks to me and I don't hear. I wonder how many times the Saviour of the world, who knows me so well, speaks to me and I don't listen. I wonder how many times the Saviour of the world, who knows me so well and loves me beyond my comprehension, speaks to me and I question his words. I wonder how many times the Saviour of the world, who knows me so well and loves me beyond my comprehension and got tortured and died in such pain for me, speaks to me and I don't trust his words. The people who lined the streets that day didn't realise that Jesus loved them so deeply. God had been saying it to them through the prophets for years, but still they didn't hear. But they had an excuse, maybe. Jesus had not done the sacrifice yet. But we, what excuse do we have? I'd like to encourage you this morning to pray this prayer with me to a God who loves you so much and knows you so well, who wants to have an intimate relationship with you, who wants to be involved in your life, who wants to be able to tell you which way to go, when to stay, when to stand up, when to lie down, when to say yes to things, when to say no to things. I'd like to encourage you this morning to pray this prayer with me. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forgive me for not trusting you. I want to trust you more deeply in the weeks that follow than I've ever trusted you before. I know that you love me beyond my comprehension. I know that you love me the way you loved your disciples. Speak to me now as you spoke to them. And by your grace, I will hear your voice and trust your word and do your will. I am ready to untie the colt and bring it to you. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth, our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who with great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul says. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John said. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you. And you respond, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. You might take a moment now to get some bread and some wine so that you can take this in a spiritual fashion. We know we can't take it physically together, but we can join together spiritually. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, with thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Deborah, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy body by thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is also the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And we join together in worshipping God in the words of the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.